When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Leslie. Hey, Ben and Kelly, if you read this, I will be so thankful. Oh. I went on a few dates with this guy I really like.
Mm-hmm.
While back, I was talking about how much fun it must be in Salem, Massachusetts around Halloween.
I bet that would be awesome.
It would be awesome. Then last week, he asked me to go with him on a quick trip there this weekend.
Oh.
I was stoked, super excited. But when I told my girlfriends at work on Monday, they were like, uh-oh. They know I'm an old-fashioned girl who takes things very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, when you go away with a guy, it kind of means he's expecting to hit a home run. And some loving is implied. I was shocked. I had no idea. I guess I just kind of want to know if this really is true. And if so, how do I handle it without making things awkward or killing the excitement of a weekend getaway?
Mm.
Or should I just go and just tell him then? Like, hey, buddy, don't have expectations.
Yeah,
it is a little early, I think, in the relationship for a getaway.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're having those questions, you could always say, hey, you know,
are we going to have separate rooms?
Or just say no, like, I'm not going.
I'm not sure if we're there yet.
Because I got to say, as a guy, if I am inviting you to a weekend getaway, I think in the back of my mind, I'm like, all right.
So you're thinking go time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking, all right, if she agrees.
You're thinking one hotel room.
I think we're good. You know, even if the hotel room has two beds, I think we're good.
Okay.
So I guess take it as a compliment that he feels so comfortable to make a trip like that with you.
Yes, but maybe now is the time to either be honest about the fact you don't think that you're ready to go away with each other just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a little too soon, even though it sounds like a really fun trip.
All right. Would love to hear your thoughts on this, especially, you know, if you've been in the same situation, what have you done? What happened? 502-571-997. This is group therapy. Group therapy, weekend trip. Leslie has a guy she's been seeing been out on a few dates and had mentioned a while back, hey, you know what would be kind of fun? Like Salem, Massachusetts around Halloween. So,
yeah,
her guy was like, hey, why don't we go this weekend? And then
she's just kind of freaking out because now her girlfriend's kind of clued her in that maybe he's expecting certain things to happen because they're going away together. And she didn't know that was kind of like a rule or expectation.
Yeah. And she's more of an old fashioned girl, as she put it. And
yeah, wants to take things slower.
Yeah, a little slower. So Vic said he's still in the I'm gonna impress her stage. So let him. If an awkward situation arises, deal with it in the moment. Salem in the fall is really hard to do this late in the year, but go and enjoy it. Let anything else be organic. Gosh, I sound like a weirdo. You sound fine, Vic.
Lauren said, I would say I'm really excited about going this weekend, but I also want to make sure we're on the same page and then have a conversation about what your guidelines are.
Ah, man.
Like maybe, you know, having separate rooms, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine to lay those guidelines beforehand. I think it's going to be harder to abide by the guidelines when you're
right
in the situation.
Sure. But I think we mentioned something before we make the trip so that we don't kind
of... At least there are expectations.
Yeah. Once you are in the moment and then he was like, oh, if I thought we were going to have separate rooms or whatever, it's just going to make it kind of awkward and almost kill the excitement of the whole weekend altogether.
All right. Now, Bree, you're just putting your foot down.
Run! Abort mission! Abort! Man down!
Oh my god!
Okay, so it sounds like you have some personal experience with this exact same situation.
That is a girls' trip. That is a girls' trip weekend with your girls, where you can drink coffee, talk about stupid stuff, not do anything, and most definitely not hook up with random men that you don't know yet.
Okay.
Okay, so we're thinking too soon at this point. He's probably thinking, oh, we can walk around and get scared together and we'll get all cuddly and all that stuff,
honey,
and then it'll lead to things.
He's planning out. He is mapping out his assault right now, down to the T, what kind of drink she's going to have in her hand, how the bed's going to be made. He knows what he's doing. He's not dumb.
So, Bree, you're telling Leslie, let's just put a pause on this.
Pump the brakes.
Leslie, you need to look at your girlfriends and map out your own quest. And then call him and be like, you know what? You gave me the best idea. Me and so-and-so are going this weekend. Thank you.
No, here's the thing, though. She likes this guy. Like, I don't think she wants to blow this up completely. Like, how do we gently just say, hey, maybe, you know, a getaway just yet? We're not ready.
You gotta, like, break it to him nicely. Just be like, that's a great idea. Maybe we can plan it, like, for next Halloween.
Right.
Or next fall season. And even see if he makes it that far. Right. Because if she really is an old-fashioned girl and she likes the respect and she wants to keep that integrity, that is not the time, place, nor setting to do so.
And that is definitely not
the message he's getting.
All right. Thank you, Bree.
Yeah, so Julianne is kind of suggesting this is how you can get into that conversation. Ask him what hotel you're going to be staying at so you can book your own room. That should give him a real big clue that you don't plan on being in the same room, let alone same bed. And that should lead to more conversations.
Now, we don't know this guy.
No, we don't. We don't know his expectations. We're just assuming.
Right. Kem rolls in kind of saying the opposite of what everybody's saying. Like, maybe this guy just is wanting to take her there because she said she wanted to go and it might be fun. Maybe he doesn't have any sort of hidden expectations or agenda or anything else. Not all men are like that. All right.
Maybe she should just go and see how things go. And that's kind of what Susie said. Go have fun. Mm-hmm. If he tries something, say if he respects you and wants this to last, he's got to wait until you're ready.
Was it the group Salt and Pepper? Didn't they sing a song about this?
Push It? I don't think that was it.
No, it could have been it.
I don't think that was it.
Yes, sure. We'll just say Push It.
Okay. I don't think that was the one, though.
All right. Well, Leslie, you know what? I don't know if we gave you a definitive answer, but we gave you a lot of things to think about.
Yeah, I think I really like the idea of just kind of going. Maybe we don't assume that that's what he's expecting. Kind of go expecting to have fun. And then, you know, if it looks like that he is trying to steer it in that direction, then that's when we kind of say, hey, you know, I want to kind of pump the brakes a little bit. I want us to work up to that point.
All right. Well, Leslie, good luck. Check back in with us on Monday, will you? We'd love to know about what Salem's like in the fall if you decide to go. Anyways.
I'm just looking at Chase's text. Oh, he's definitely thinking he's making a reservation at Poundtown. Listen, Chase, maybe not.
Maybe not.
All right. We're giving this guy the benefit of the doubt. He's just probably thinking, hey, she mentioned this, and I'm proving that I pay attention.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy. Good luck, Leslie. Keep us posted.